This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Papa Cioli's a funny guy. He sent me a picture of the the signs in New York State, of the sign that would point to the Tappan Zee Bridge. But instead of saying the Tappan Zee Bridge, it says Fredo's Father's Bridge with an arrow. That was freaking funny. That was really good.
Oh, my God.
So Montel Williams is very upset that the president is selling shirts that make fun of Fredo, the lesser Fredo Cuomo, Chris Cuomo. Again, I call him the lesser because of all the Cuomos in the world, he's the least successful of everything he's ever done. That rage fuels him, and his dad had literally said to him before he died that journalism is a lesser profession. And he's also, of all the late night cable hosts, he's 16th. He's the last of all of them. Literally beat by Animals Attack Chefs, which is a new Food Network, Animal Planet hybrid, I believe. But Montel Williams is very upset that the president is disparaging people. Cut four.
Come on, this is the president of the United States is selling T-shirts to make fun of Chris Cuomo, but using a derogatory phrase, and this is what a lot of people in this country don't understand. Right now, when we look at what we perceive as our racist comments coming from the president, we think that they're only going to be directed at brown people. But let's remember, Chris, go back in time. Remember, this country, for a period of time, we fought riots in the streets because we didn't like Polish people. We fought riots in the streets because we didn't like Italians. We fought riots in the streets because we didn't like, Croatians. We don't like anybody that we claim is different from us.
And Croatians.
So now we've got the president of the United States selling T-shirts, really disparaging Italian Americans by using a term Fredo. Come on.
Well, by the way, you know your history, because in Philly back in the last century, they built our cathedral, the cathedral of Saints Paul and Peter and Paul, no street-level windows, because they didn't want the Protestants throwing the rocks through the windows. I mean, that was how bad it was back then.
How many bars has he been to with no windows? how many of those, you think?
My God.
Is there a lot of those around Philly? How many of those do you think Chris Matthews pops into here and there? I'm asking the question for a friend. I just got to ask the question. Oh, you know your history. There's bars. There's no windows in the bars. And that's
Saint
a jail
Paul and
cell.
What is he doing? St. Paul and Peter.
Yeah.
Peter and Paul.
Yeah, so I go to the Jameson and Maker's Mark, the bar of Saints Blue and Red. There you go. So Fredo is now an offensive ethnic slur, and the president now is going after Italians too. So, I guess truly it's not like the president ever hired an Italian American to be his debate coach or an Italian American to run his transition team until he fired the Italian American who ran his transition team. Maybe that's why. Maybe Chris Christie was fired because the president really deep down inside hates Italians.
True.
And have we thought about that?
Kellyanne Conway's Italian.
Does he know that, though? He might think she's Irish. Maybe she's never told him that she's Italian.
She said she was Swedish.
Right. She might have lied about that. You know what I mean? I'm just wondering about that. Because, I mean, the president might say, look, I'll put up with the Jewish son-in-law, but I draw the line at the Italians. All right? That's where I draw the line. Enough with that.
Yeah.
I told you the time that I went to Bedminster, what happened, right? They thought I was there to cook.
Well, you're a very good cook, actually.
Right this way, sir.
Yeah, I checked in.
The kitchen's in the back.
Right this way, they're waiting for you. And I thought, I thought it was the team waiting. But they brought me right into the kitchen. And there was, they said, we want to do fusilli. I said, no, I'm here for debate prep. They go, no, we want to do fusilli characters of all the other Republicans. If you can make those for us, we'd appreciate it very, very much. We're not letting you in the room. You greaseball. I think it's what I believe is what they said.
You're triggered.
To me. I was very triggered by that. They started handing me wipes. They said, your face a little greasy. Why don't you wipe off some of that grease right there, huh? Take a little of that. And then they handed me a razor and said, I gotta shave. So, I mean, it's a terrible time we're living in right now. It's just so awful to be an Italian American. I don't know how we're all gonna survive.
Fredo.
It's because of Fredo. It's now a slur. Now an ethnic slur.
Do you think you'll become a protected class?
I hope so, Dawn. You know what? That's great because I'm sure that my time in this company is not long. I need to have an excuse to be able to not be fired.
It's true. If you can maybe, switch sides, if you know what I mean.
Right. So now I'm a victim. Yeah. You know what? That's actually brilliant idea, yes. Dawn. From now on, yes, Fredo's an ethnic slur. I'm a protected class, and I'm a target. And
you're
and
a survivor.
I'm a survivor, and I can't ever be fired or disciplined in this company because I'm a protected class, all right, as an Italian. You know your history. Us Protestants, they get all drunk and throw rocks at the Italians, and then...
Well, by the way, you know your history because in Philly back in the last century, they built our cathedral, the cathedral of St. Paul and Peter and Paul. No street-level windows.
Can I ask you an honest question? How many churches and cathedrals have street-level windows? Have you ever been in your life? Honestly, do you know? Can you name any? No. I'm trying to think. I mean, most churches have stained glass windows.
Yes, right.
But the idea of windows on street level, so what? You wave at people as they walk by it?
Well, you got to do the crank out window.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, no.
It's like window shopping. I don't know what, I can't remember a religious institution I've ever been in that has street level windows.
That sounds like an old, like, Matthew's Wives tale. That, yeah. Like, you know, he was told.
Right, he's sitting in church and he's distracted. Well, I want to look outside the window. We can't build windows because they throw rocks at us. Oh, all right. And he just ran with it. Idiot.
They told him when he was younger. It stuck with him forever.
Yeah. I waited for him to say, and all the doors of the churches, they have no windows because they're going to bash the windows in and then...
This is...
I mean, I saw The Graduate. I know what happens. The church doors don't have windows either. Like a little glass, maybe, yeah. But that's about it, right? It's not Macy's, man. It's a church. I don't know. This guy just spews nonsense.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if we're now coming up with new ethnic slurs, it's good because it's about time the Italians got some attention. I'm tired of all these other groups getting all their attention everywhere they go. The president has also talked about buying Greenland, which I think would be great. I always confuse that with Iceland, though. Which one is which? Do we know?
Yeah, so the Norwegians, because this is my people.
Oh, yeah.
So Iceland, which is gorgeous and has all the it's famous for the gorgeous women.
Iceland is.
Iceland.
Oh, okay.
So they named Iceland, where the gorgeous women and it's beautiful and green and lush. They named Iceland a name where, you don't want to go there. Greenland is the icy, rocky sort of place that they said, go there.
So the president wants to buy Greenland for what now? For the ice?
I think the strategic location of it.
The strategery of it.
The strategery, as Dana Carvey used in George Bush's Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
What other countries should we buy while we're at it? What can we sell to? That's what I'd like to know.
Can we sell...
Can we sell California?
Yeah.
That would be good. We could probably retire the national debt, sell California to somebody.
We've tried to buy Canada before, right? Ugh. Back in the day.
Yeah, it's not worth much. Exchange rate, it's not worth much, I don't think.
But Greenland, right? It's
what?
It's right because it's closer to Russia and China and stuff like that. So you put a military base there or something? It's strategic.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We could just put a military base there anyway. How are they gonna stop us? What are they gonna throw ice chucks at us? Icicles?
Well, we gotta ask Kate. Katie's Danish, right? Isn't she?
She is. Katie Fallinger. Yeah.
So it's owned by Denmark or run by or whatever. So we gotta ask Katie.
You know, it'd be great. Actually, the president should buy Italy, and here's why. Right?
The boot.
Buy Italy, just to show Cuomo he's not anti-Italian. just to shove it up Fredo's, you know what, the lesser. He should turn around and buy Italy.
He should.
And then do a swap, like New York for Italy or something like that. I would love that, personally. I'm just saying.
New York for Italy?
Yeah, New York for Italy. Or trade. I don't know. That's good. Well, Greenland. All right, well, we'll see. What do we pay? Like, what's the going rate for Greenland anyway?
They say that Truman offered like $100 million back in the day.
Did he really?
To buy it.
So is there a realtor that specializes in selling countries? That's what I want to know. Who gets the exclusive listing of Greenland? You know, how does that work exactly? Call your local Weikert office and that's just amazing. All right, 855-839-1210 is the number. We don't ever do this time of day, but I want to do this because it's Friday.
Yes.
And we made the comment yesterday in the later part of the show, so why don't we do this now for the earlier part of the show?
The Morning Mystery Clip. Yeah! On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
0.0. Now I want you to tell Mrs. Stratton and Mr. Schoenstein exactly what I'm about to tell you now.
What's that, sir?
You're out. Finished at Faber. Expelled. I want you off this campus at 9 o'clock Monday morning. And I'm sure you'll be happy to know that I have notified your local draft boards and told them that you are now all eligible for military service.
Think you know what it is? The Call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Because we all love to laugh, it's a four-pack of tickets for Comedy Night at Parks Casino with Joe Conklin, and I'll be there as well, and Dawn and Greg. It's going to be a great night. September 4th, Wednesday, 8 p.m. with Jessica Kirsten from the HBO series Crashing, and Lynn Coplitz from Netflix's comedy special Hormonal Beast, and also the man of a thousand voices himself, Joe Conklin. Tickets are just $20 and include your first drink free. For tickets, visit parkscasino.com/comedy night. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Good luck. The issue of weapons of war, I'm going to break down for you the nonsense surrounding this. And look, if you disagree with me on this point, call me. I want to hear from you. I really do. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. I just know the politicians and their rhetoric and all of the nonsense that's associated with it.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.